episode 596, Where is Your Focus?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet lady. Today is Sweet Spirit Day. I hope you are just being able to rejuvenate your spirit, that you're having a moment of even solitude, of peace, of calmness, of gentle grace within your life. Maybe you've been stuck in chaos this week, and it has been absolutely crazy. Maybe your children have gone back to school and you're pulling out your hair already, trying to make it to all those first meetings, the PTOs and all of this. Maybe you're back at school and you're trying to get back into the groove of things. You're trying to really get back on routine, if nothing else. I mean, that's a struggle wherever you are in life because it's a new season. Where is your focus in your season? This is your moment, your time to carve away and say, this is where I'm at. Where are you at? Where is your focus? Often we are distracted by the gadgets in life. Have you ever caught yourself walking and texting? Sometimes we do that really well, and sometimes we may hit a brick wall or literally a tree. Maybe you're more focused on your brand new tablet. Maybe you got that brand new bigger one that just came out recently and you saved up for it. Now you've got it. Maybe your kids are even caught in Pokemon Go, or maybe you are too. Texting. These things, these gadgets in life distract us, that we don't see what's right in front of us. Where is your focus? Maybe you have other resources to meet the needs of keeping you organized and focused and driven, you know, able to solve problems for you, giving you direction, where you need to go next. Do you use an old-fashioned calendar, pen and pencil, paper, you know, squares, maybe some of them are triangles now? I remember way back when the Franklin planner was a big thing. I even went back when I was in the corporate world. They sent me to multiple Franklin planner conferences, basically. And I learned all these neat techniques. And now I'm like, okay, I don't use my paper calendar as much, but guess what? In my cleaning, not of the linen closet, but another closet, I found my Franklin planner. Do you have these gadgets, though, in your life that are distracting you? You think they're keeping you on track, but really, they may not be. They may be ones where you think they're helping, but they're really not. How much are they really serving you? The whole idea of being distracted is that it draws your attention away from what needs to be the center of your core, the center of your spirit. Where is your focus? When we have all these gadgets in front of us, when we have life happening around us, sometimes we're simply missing out. My husband and I went to a concert a few months back, and it was great because, you know, it was just the two of us. In fact, I can't remember the last concert we had recently been to that it was just the two of us. We would take like maybe an older child with us because they were interested in the concert, and it was just our way to have date nights, but not take the whole family because that gets really, really expensive with our size family. Every once in a while we'll do it, but it has to be something very special. So this event was special because it was just the two of us. And we went to this concert, and we got some seats that were right there. No, we didn't get to sit down, but we were standing, and I could literally touch almost the person who was performing in front of us. And it was awesome. It was amazing. It was just incredible. And as I looked around, I saw all of these, both younger and older, so it's not just the young ones. They had their cell phones out. And they were sitting there almost the entire concert, taking pictures and filming it. And I'm like, are you not present in the concert? Do you not really see? Are you not, you know, really absorbing the music, feeling that beat within your soul, deep within your spirit? Do you hear it? Do you feel it? Or are you just kind of there going, well, I'll really experience it after I view it on my video? Come on, really? How many times we go back and view those videos? Maybe the same night, maybe the second or third night after the concert, but afterwards, we very rarely take a look at them. I can remember way back when I went to another concert, way before my husband and I were even dating, when VHS recorders, yeah, remember those big honking huge things? If you're old enough like me to remember those, you couldn't even bring those into the concert. But now you can. Why? Because everything's on those little phones. You can do everything and anything with the phone. But what has that phone actually allowed you to do? Did you enjoy that concert 20, 25 years ago more than you did the one that you just recently went to? I know for me personally, I didn't, because I was very emphatic about being present. Of course, I guess one of my first concerts I ever went to with my dad was an Amy Grant concert in Hawaii. So how can you not forget that kind of a concert? It's kind of hard. Outside, you know, it's, you weren't right by the ocean, but it was just a totally different atmosphere. I made sure I was present where I was. And then going to this concert recently, I made sure I was present, not just in the concert, but I was with the man that I love most. Where is your focus? When we're not paying attention, we miss out. We miss out on what God wants us to see, to experience, to embrace. Proverbs 4:25 says this, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you." If you're looking down at your gadgets, if you're always texting, if you're always doing other things that draw you away from where you're supposed to be in the present, you're missing out. God wants you to experience and embrace life, but he wants you to see life through his eyes. Where is your focus? Are you choosing things of this world to hold your focus and trap your potential and your dreams? God wants that eye-to-eye contact with you. That's powerful. He wants that eye-to-eye contact with you. He wants you to know that he is present in your life. It's up to you if you want to be present and accept the gift that he's given you. Where is your focus? Where are you gazing into? Are you gazing into the chaos of life? Trapping yourself in destruction, derailment, troubles and struggles? This is the time right now to really think about it. Search your heart. Search your spirit. You see, when you make eye-to-eye contact with Jesus Christ, he sees your heart. And that's indescribable. It's incredible. It's a remarkable feeling knowing that he's got you. Where's your focus? Understand that when greatness is given, greatness is expected. He created you on purpose for a purpose. Are you allowing him to use you for his purpose? Where is your focus? Where are your eyes gazed upon? Where are you looking? Don't buy into the fads and the gadgets of life to fill your spirit. As you go through your week, be intentional about where you are looking. Be intentional of where your focus is. God has your heart. He has your spirit. But it's up to you to make contact with him. Where is your focus? I love you so very much. May your week be full of blessings and more joy than you can ever imagine. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.